Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. It's May Madness time in the General Assembly. Here to talk about it is David Curtin, a lobbyist for the Illinois Family Institute. Dave, May Madness is a term that you use to describe what could happen in Springfield before the legislature's May 31st adjournment. Anything could happen, right?
Yeah, it's usually anything could happen and usually does in May. May gladness or May sadness, but it's the time of year when they always come in January and they always get done at May 31st, but it's May is usually the month when things come out of the nooks and crannies of the Capitol that you've never seen this legislation before, you've never seen these budget numbers before, and they pass things or don't pass things as they see fit.
Well, I imagine they have a lot of budgetary concerns. They got to get the budget in place before they adjourn.
Yeah.
So is that a top priority right now?
Yeah, for them, for most of them, number one constitutional duty is to get a budget done, and that's top of their mind. And so they do have a draft budget done. It's been done behind closed doors, Illinois style. It will be revised during the month of May, depending on the special interest groups who scream about this or that, and usually in the last 3 days of May, the Republican side of the aisle will see that budget for the first time.
First time, and it's going to be hundreds of pages long.
Yes.
And they're expected to go over it in, a couple of hours a day?
Yeah, they're not expected to. That's the whole point. It will be dropped on their desk 2 hours before they vote on it, and it's just not a good democracy. It's not democracy at all.
Will that budget include a tax increase?
Possibly. The governor proposed a $55 billion budget, which is $2 billion more than last year. Republicans are saying that's too much. We don't have the money. Progressives are saying it's not enough. Progressives are probably going to get their way. So when they say it's not enough, where are you going to get that more money? The more is always in tax increases. They have no interest in cutting the budget. The tax increases are definitely on the table.
Well, Democrats have no interest in cutting the budget.
Democrats have no interest in cutting the budget. And they're in the supermajority in the House and the Senate.
And there's not going to be a doge in the legislature.
Oh, I wish. There's a doge legislation if we could ever get it passed, but the supermajority would not want that passed. But there is doge legislation for Illinois.
Wow.
And they just passed it in Texas, so it's going to be law in Texas. They have a doge in Texas.
Well, that's the free state of Texas.
Yeah,
this is big blue, liberal Illinois.
Yeah.
What else could they tax?
They could tax services, haircuts, any of the services.
Prostitution?
The bill to legalize prostitution is still there. We're still working against it. They're still trying to get the votes to pass it. Prostitution is still illegal in Illinois, and so it can't be taxed. That is one of their arguments to pass that bill.
Wow, craziness. IFI particularly concerned about pro-assisted suicide legislation and anti-homeschool legislation. Yeah. Let's start with what the proponents like to call physician-assisted suicide, the End of Life Options Act. It sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
State Senate Bill 9. It looks like proponents may have the votes they need for passage in the state Senate. Am I wrong?
Boy, it's close. It's very close. And it almost depends on who shows up that day to vote. So close. They're within one or two votes of passing it, but they don't quite have it yet. And there are two or three lawmakers that are out. Injuries.
And legal problems.
And legal problems. And it's a roller coaster. It's one of those very fluid situations. We will not know until May 31st whether they're going to call that bill. But currently, they're looking for two more votes, and there's about four undecideds that we're working on to be no votes.
If it passes in the state Senate,
yeah,
does it go to the House?
Yeah. Yeah, it's much easier in the House.
Really?
Yeah, the wackiest legislation comes out of the House. So what the proponents, and there is, this bill is also in the House, but they decided to run this Senate bill, and if they pass the Senate, they know they can pass the House. But the Senate is going to be the tricky chamber, whether they get that or not. Right now, They're short of passage.
Well, that's good news.
That's great news.
So we'd like to stop this in the state Senate.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Dave, on the IllinoisFamily.org website, you can click Officials Finder to get the names of your state senators and your state reps, as well as their phone numbers. We're really wanting folks to continue to make those phone calls with regard to this legislation, as well as the Homeschool Act. But we're also targeting some lawmakers on assisted suicide.
That's correct. There's about four lawmakers that have not said publicly which way they're going to vote, or even privately. And it's Senator Sims, Senator Stottleman, Senator Simmons, and Senator Lightford.
On moral grounds, this is bad legislation. But proponents argue it's voluntary, doctors are not going to be compelled to participate, and it's a compassionate choice for adults with terminal conditions. But along with those moral arguments against assisted suicide, opponents contend the suicide bill is poorly written. It leaves a lot of room to be expanded in the near future. And it could even cover non-terminal conditions and kids. Are we headed there this passes?
Yeah, we're definitely headed there. Now, no one will say slippery slope, but that's exactly what it is. The proponents are arguing this is that this is just another form of hospice. You know, we don't want to drag hospice out 3 months. We want to give you a couple pills by the physician so you can kill yourself in 4 days. It sounds a little harsh to say it that way, and of course they say it with a lot more compassion.
Right.
But that's the way they're selling it, is that they don't want people to suffer. So we come back and say, well, there's all sorts of palliative care where people are not suffering from pain. In fact, even in Oregon and Washington, when they did a survey on this, pain wasn't even one of the reasons that people had chosen for their assisted suicide, which is legal in Oregon and Washington. So they have the supermajority. They can make these arguments. There's a lot of national money behind this.
Where's the national money coming from?
From private donors. We can't trace that any insurance money is coming, but the insurance industry definitely does not have a problem with this. If they can spend $6 on pills to give somebody as opposed to a $100,000 operation and keep people alive, they'd rather the $6 pill.
Makes financial sense.
Yeah.
They're not going to come right out and say they favor this. And I imagine state government won't say that either. But they're looking at the bottom line, too.
Yeah.
When it comes to Medicaid, and boy, we could save a lot of taxpayer money if we weren't paying for someone with a bad health condition, thousands of dollars for their care, or someone with a terminal condition. And Illinois would be looking at the bottom line.
Yeah, but their main argument is choice. Choice has it's very powerful. And they said this is just for 6 month terminal illness. People have to sign a piece of paper and consult with two doctors and things like that. What they don't say is what you alluded to earlier, is that once you pass this bill in Oregon and Washington, where it's been law for 8 or 9 years, they're already talking about assisted suicide for people who are mentally depressed, because that's the compassionate choice. People should be able to take their own lives, because people are taking their own lives now for terminal illnesses. Why shouldn't they be able to take their lives for other things? So it's definitely going down that road, but the way you pass it is you just make it for 6 months terminal illness.
Now, this legislation doesn't force anyone into assisted suicide. We mentioned doctors as well to be participants. But you can't legislate against coercion.
No. I mean, we're all human beings. We're all people, right? We all have subjective feelings, and we all have subjective motives sometimes. The patient who is dying would have this option, quote unquote, to end their life. What they're seeing is the end of suffering, and so the doctor or some loved one can make the argument that this is the right thing to do. They certainly have people testifying in committee in Springfield who testify that these are the way the conversations go. It's not always straightforward. It's very emotional.
And family members with a vested interest in your death, you stand to inherit a house or maybe your bank account, whatever. Yeah. They just will talk about all the bills coming in, and they'll never mention that grandma is a burden, but she's listening to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how it happens.
That's how it happens. You're playing the author of life and death, which is reserved for God.
Right.
And you are rationalizing in your own experience what should be the outcome at what time.
Well, if this reaches Governor Pritzker's desk, I imagine he'll sign it. He's pro-abortion.
Yes.
Why not?
Yes. He's all in favor of it. The only question is whether they can get the votes in the Senate. So far, they haven't gotten them.
Well, if this becomes law, how do we fight it?
I think you have to fight it through the churches. You certainly fight it through education with senior citizens, through the various nonprofit groups throughout Illinois. But the pastors have not spoken out loudly enough against this. The Catholic Church has testified against this and has lobbied against this. But as technology evolves, this is becoming more of a threat to our democracy, when the state is putting into place a law that allows you to end your life prematurely. And so in Illinois, if we don't end your life in the womb, we'll end it before you really need to die. That's where they're going.
We did a forum a while back, IFI did, on assisted suicide, and one of the doctors mentioned that what will happen is it will slowly become not your right to die, but your duty to die. And that's where we could head with this.
Yeah, that's very true. It's more a utilitarian thing. If you are just taking up space and taking up oxygen, if you aren't producing for the government, then maybe you shouldn't be sticking around.
Well, it's State Senate Bill 9. We need folks to make phone calls to their state senators, and I would say your House members as well.
Yeah, that would be good, but make sure you make that state senator call, because that's where it's at right now. Their House member, if they can make that call, that would be great, because the House members and Senate members, they do talk to each other, and it will go to the House.
Well, do that. If you don't know their names or phone numbers, go to our website, illinoisfamily.org. Click Officials Finder. Prompts are right there, and I can even do it. So you should be able to as well. Dave, let's take a time out and turn our attention next to home education and the threat against education freedom right now in Illinois.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When I first heard about the survey, I doubted its credibility. That's what most people might conclude when you hear that half of left-leaning Americans say that assassinating Donald Trump would be justified. It turns out the survey was conducted by NCRI and Rutgers University Social Perception Lab. It had the chilling title, Assassination Culture: How Burning Teslas and Killing Billionaires Became a Meme Aesthetic for Political Violence. The data included in the report is based on responses collected from 1,200 U.S. adults. The researchers concluded that a broader assassination culture appears to be emerging within segments of the U.S. public on the extreme left. They come to the conclusions based on these survey results. A majority of left-leaning respondents believe that murdering Trump was at least partially justified. A near majority believed murdering Elon Musk somewhat justified. And a majority thought destroying Tesla dealerships was at least partially acceptable. Recently on my radio program, we talked about how Luigi Mangione had become a cult hero because he murdered United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He has become an illustration of this assassination culture. One of my guests talked about how you can buy devotional candles bearing his image, along with a coffee mug, a t-shirt, and a necklace. You know, on the first day of Passover, the Pennsylvania governor and his family were put in danger when an arsonist set fire to the governor's residence. Governor Shapiro forcefully spoke out against the violence. He lamented that it was becoming all too common in our society and had to stop. I agree and suggest he begin by talking to some of the left-leaning people in his own political party. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here, along with Dave Curtin, lobbyist for the Illinois Family Institute. Let's talk about the Homeschool Act, House Bill 2827, what opponents call the Anti-Homeschool Act. We're hearing talk that the bill is dead, but you say it's not dead yet.
No, nothing's ever dead in Springfield, unfortunately, until they ring that bell on May 31st. And also, the sponsor is very personally invested in this. She really wants to pass it.
Why? What's her motivation?
One motivation is that she wants to have landmark legislation passed.
Tara Costa Howard.
Tara Costa Howard to make a name for herself. It makes her a bigger player inside the play tent of the Illinois State Capitol if she does that.
But she wants higher office?
Not necessarily. She just wants maybe a better leadership position, something like that. She's part of the woke crowd. And the woke crowd really believes in, you know, limiting your freedoms and calling the shots in your families the way she wants to do. So this is a very good way to do it. The teachers unions, they are in full support of this because they have been seeing public school students bleeding from their schools into the homeschool market as well as a private school. So they're losing students every year. And there is an alarm at the national level for the teachers unions about homeschooling and that it's the fastest growing form of education.
They don't want it to grow anymore.
No, they don't. And what they surprisingly found out was that it's just as fast with conservatives as it is with liberals. So,
well, if this passes in the House,
yeah,
what's the Senate going to do?
Well, the Senate doesn't want it. And that's the inside baseball part of this. The Senate doesn't really want it, but money talks. And so,
really? In Springfield?
That's right. So even though the Senate is usually a little bit more conservative and they've got a few members up for reelection next year that they're a little worried about, they've got a supermajority. They know they can pass it, or they can possibly pass it.
So the prospects really don't look good for this bill, but we should have guarded optimism, right?
That's right. And we should say that the prospects don't look good for this bill only because there's been a Herculean effort against this bill. Probably the 30 years since I've been in Springfield, I've never seen a better organized effort against this bill. There have been thousands of people coming to the Capitol, showing up at an early committee, 8 a.m., in the tiniest committee room they could hold in the Capitol because they want to keep people out. Letters written by school kids.
You name it.
They've really done a good job. They feel a little despondent when it passes out of committee and they're all there and they said, well, what? We just lost. I said, no, you won because that's as far as the bill is going to go, probably because you're here. And everything you're doing here will make it much less likely the Senate will take up the bill. It's so much easier to kill a bill in the Senate. They will just bury it. If they have all this opposition in the House, where the House can pass the craziest of bills and do, because the Senate sees all these crazy bills come over from the House.
Well, the proponents say this is just a little paperwork. It'll fight truancy, and it'll make sure that kids are actually being educated in their home. And it will serve as a tool to ensure that kids are not being abused in the home.
Right.
That's a lot of bunk.
It is. And they had to find one case, which they did. You can always find one case of a child who was abused and died in a home in which they said they were homeschooled. So they found that one case. It's not a pattern. They just say, we want to look underneath the rug and see if there's any other things going on. Well, there's not. There's a lot of things going on in the public school system with abused kids that have been documented and documented very well. So it's
they don't like to mention that.
No, they don't. And but the argument they're making is that we need for the state to step in and make sure these kids are all right when under our very nose all these kids are being abused in the public school system. What's to say people will just hand in a piece of paper? You're not going to know whether they're an abuser or not an abuser. What the state needs to do is have DCFS, which is in charge of situations like this, have more resources in order to take care of kids that are abused. So the kids that are going through the system here, whether they're homeschooled, private schooled, or public schooled, DCFS is in charge of that. So focus on that agency. Don't try to convict all the innocent parents out there, because most of the parents who homeschool have very nice families.
You're forcing parents who are doing good to prove that they're innocent.
Yeah. The far left doesn't have a problem with that, but most reasonable people do. They're coming short of the votes so far. They just cannot round up the votes, although they have a 2/3 supermajority to pass legislation like this.
Do you think this legislation has become kind of a wake-up call for the home education community, who's usually only focused on homeschool matters.
Yeah.
Do you think this will actually maybe prompt them to get involved in some other political issues?
This is the sort of thing where we have to understand it's a spiritual battle in Springfield, and this, it just happens to be a homeschool bill. It goes after the Christians. We're being persecuted, yes. But we need to have homeschool families. We need to have other Christians get up off the sidelines and participate in electing people to Congress and to the legislature who are for parental rights, for homeschool rights.
Or for life.
For life. But it's not going to stop here, and they will definitely be back to try to regulate homeschools again, and they are trying. They would love to get rid of homeschools or regulate them to death. They will be back again. So even if we stop it by May 31st, if there's one lesson we've learned, it's that Satan is coming after your kids, your families, and so you have to be diligent about what your response is going to be. Am I going to just vote the right way, or am I going to actually help candidates get elected who are godly Christian candidates? And I think it's just come down to where we have to get the Christians off the sidelines, particularly homeschool families. We have to get them in the public arena as U.S. citizens helping candidates get elected to office who believe as they do. Because these things don't come out of nowhere. They come from candidates who believe against what you do.
All right. Well, Tara Costa Howard, will she be challenged in her reelection bid? Is she going to hear from the homeschool community at the ballot box?
I hope so. She is certainly being challenged by Stephanie Trussell, who's going to run against her for that seat as a Republican. I am just hoping that the homeschooler school families in her district will be working hard as U.S. citizens on their campaigns. Yes, she may be a focus, but I'm hoping that a lot of other of those woke legislators will be a focus as well with the homeschool families.
We still need to make phone calls.
It's all the House legislators need to hear from us, and the senators do too. It's not over in the Senate yet, but particularly the House members, state representatives who serve you in Springfield, they need to hear that we don't want this going forward.
Well, I ask you this about assisted suicide. If this bill should become law, how do homeschoolers, how do Christians respond?
I would just work to change the law. That law is not in concrete. You can change the law the very next election cycle by helping candidates undo that law.
What about brick-and-mortar private schools? I know there was an amendment that kind of appeased the Catholic Conference of Illinois, and, of course, Catholic schools are part of that.
Yeah.
Are they off the hook now?
Pretty much. They're off the hook enough that they're not lobbying on the bill. The reason they're not lobbying on the bill is they don't think the amendment is perfect, but they just don't want to get the sponsor and other people mad by lobbying against it when the sponsor went out of her way to put language in there to take care of them, which it didn't take care of everything, but it took care of a lot. So they still don't like the bill, but they're hands off.
Hands off. You know, I heard this, and maybe this is way off, but is this a roundabout way to make homes gun-free zones?
It was mentioned in committee. You know, would this make homeschools the definition of a private school? Like three families get together, right? Or co-op.
Right.
Well, they would be defined as a private school now. They would not be homeschooled families or co-op or anything. They'd be a legitimate private school. And
so that's not a crazy argument against this.
No. And then the gun-free zone signs would go out. But it's just part of the madness. It's not the thing they're focused on. They're focused on trying to get to your kids and get their indoctrination that they're doing in the schools into your homes.
For a better Illinois.
For a better Illinois, and they're trying to stifle the homeschool thing where the parents will say, well, I'll keep my kids in public school if it's going to be six of one and a half dozen the other.
Government schools screening our kids for mental health. What could go wrong?
They try every angle, and this is a great angle to get to our kids. Mental health screening in the schools to interview and talk to every single child to see what's in their mind, just to make sure they're healthy and safe and protected. And so there is legislation that has passed one chamber and is almost passing the next.
State Senate Bill 1560.
And so if people could call their House members, because it's in the House now, if they could call their state representative and tell them they do not want Senate Bill 1560, that would be a very good thing to do. Because what this bill would do is screen your child for mental health problems.
And they could reach the conclusion, your child is transitioning.
Right.
Your child, who's a boy, now wants to become a girl, and you need to accept that.
That's right. And not only that, but even if you don't, boy doesn't want to become a girl, if he doesn't believe that can happen, that's a problem. That's a mental issue that he needs to be corrected, because he's not believing the lies of the day. It's a very subtle way of getting at our kids, because we don't want them committing suicide. But if we really wanted to help our kids in the public school system, we would go to the teachers who know who the problem kids are, kids having the problems, and then recommend to the parents that they get counseling, professional counseling, and that's it.
If they put this in the government schools, our taxpayer-funded government schools, could they put in homeschools?
If they get the homeschool bill passed, they could regulate that. Sure, that would be just a regulation. It would be a regulation based on compassion and whatever word they come up with. Yeah.
Okay, well. Oh, Illinois, Dave.
Illinois, land of freedom.
Yeah. Well, maybe that could change. There's a lot of pushback on immigration and wokeness, the attack on homeschools. Maybe this is the thing that triggers people to say, I'm going to vote, and I'm going to encourage my friends, my family members to vote the right way as well.
We've got them on their heels if we keep up the pressure, and I think we can turn this state around. People are waking up. This is a time when good people need to come to the front of the battle and fight for our Christian ideals.
Our freedom. There we go. Thank you, Dave Curtin, a lobbyist for the Illinois Family Institute. Remember, do call your lawmakers. If you don't know their names or phone numbers, you can go to illinoisfamily.org, click Official Finder, and you can get the information. I'd like to thank a member of our illustrious audience today, Dave. Jeff Wilson. He is a candidate for U.S. Congress, Illinois 13th Congressional District. He must be good because he's one of your friends.
Yeah, he's 100% pro-life, pro-family, and he's running just south of Springfield, or just in the Springfield area, in a congressional district that's held by a Democrat. He's a great guy. So we'll see what happens in the next election cycle.
There we go. We could use a good voice in Washington.
That's for sure.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in. Do support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.